Are you a consultant, coach, or service provider who's struggling to attract high-paying clients consistently? Sick of churning out blog post after blog post that gets zero engagement? If you're nodding furiously, then drop everything as we have one packed episode you will not want to miss. Conversion Content Marketing Master Deirdre Chen from Capshow is finally pulling back the curtain to reveal her closely guarded AI content system for getting a steady stream of dream clients and customers heading your way, and all on autopilot. In this episode, you'll discover how to ethically combine your expertise with cutting-edge AI technology to create insanely valuable content that has your ideal clients whipping out their wallets. No more racking your brain for fresh content ideas or staring at a blank screen for hours. Deirdre went from dead broke to a wildly profitable multi-six-figure business by mastering this AI content strategy that we'll share today. And now she's finally sharing all her closely guarded secrets, tips, tricks, and step-by-step formulas. So with that, Deirdre, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me on, Michael. This is going to be such a blast.
Yeah, no, really exciting. And I know a lot of our listeners have been anxiously looking forward to this episode. And to be honest with you, I have myself as well. And I think at a high level, what you've done there at Capshow is really amazing. And hoping you could, share some of the backstory with us and how you got to where you are.
Yeah, for sure. So I've been in entrepreneurship for over a decade. I started in hospitality, but I'm going to short circuit that particular story because there was a lot that happened in that journey and talk about 4 years ago when I started a coaching business. It was one thing led to another, and I kind of fell into coaching for e-commerce businesses with helping them with their digital marketing. And that was when I started my first podcast as well. At the time, it was called The Growth Boss Podcast. And it was basically, me sharing my expertise and stories about growing a product-based business online. And, it was one thing. What I found, what I figured out, and I don't know if anyone else listening to this who has a podcast for their business as well has seen this, but you know when you like put so much effort into creating content and you're like, you hit the publish button and it's like, yes, oh, that felt good. And then you very quickly realize that that's like not the end of it, because you have to actually get it out there and you have to actually get it in front of people. Like, people have to find it and they have to discover it and then they have to listen to it. And
exactly,
there's actually so much that goes into having to like market your content that I didn't realize. I didn't know when I started my podcast. Did you run into that as well?
I think so many people listening have had that exact experience. And really, I think that is the magic of what you've done. And really how you got there is what everyone wants to know.
Yeah, for sure. So it was kind of like with that realization and going, okay, well, if I'm going to commit to this thing, because it's a lot of work to have whether it's a podcast or whether it's even a YouTube channel, it's a ton of work to create that content. And so it's a shame to not actually have it be consumed. And so for me, I started really, really nerding out on what are all the different ways that all the organic ways that we can actually get our content out there. And so, I partnered with social media experts. I partnered with, even YouTube experts and different people to really get under the hood of what it actually takes to create a basically a conversion content machine. This version of Capshow, which I'm really, really excited. We actually rebuilt Capshow and we're literally about to launch it. So Michael, you and your audience are one of the first to hear all about what it is that we're doing there.
I love it.
It actually is incredibly smart around the conversion pieces. So just to step back, we launched Capshow, 18 months ago, almost 2 years ago. And it was before the hype of ChatGPT and all the AI things happening. And we really launched it. What happened was we went to a conference called PodFest. So it's a podcasting conference.
Sure.
And when we spoke to all the people there, this was back in May of 2022, you know, time and time again, the one thing that we heard was like, oh my gosh, show notes. Show notes are the bane of a podcaster's existence, right? Like writing those show notes. And so that's actually what we launched with. Our first, very first iteration of CapShow was, okay, we're going to help podcasters with their show notes. But you know, my heart was always in the marketing and especially the conversion side of things. So, you know, very quickly, that's where we took the product to. And yeah, now I'm really excited to share about CapShow Next Gen.
And let's face it, you know, if you have an endless wallet and plenty of money to spend on paid ads, mm-hmm. you know, there's not a person listening to the podcast that could not get their content out there. But I think the magic of what we're talking about today is that word that you said earlier, you know, organic, you know, getting the organic content out there and generating massive amounts of traffic through organic content. That is the magic. So yeah, tell us more.
Yeah. So I'll start with, so I have this overall framework that I talk to that's called the honey trap method, but I just want to give that frame, but then I really want to dive deep into maybe we'll talk social media. And I know that we want to talk about the ethics part of it, of also using AI. So I'll try to cover as much of that as possible.
Sure.
But when we think about, so the honey trap method is all about that conversion content marketing. It's basically an ecosystem that you are creating around your, I call it your anchor content or your content event. It's really the marketing system, the organic marketing system that you're creating around it. So what that means and looks like is, let's take social media, as the example. I don't know about you, Michael, but like I used to post on, you know, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn, I used to post something and it would be like crickets, right?
Sure. Like I think a lot of people listening have experienced that.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times I was like, okay, well, I published my podcast episode or I went, you know, live on YouTube and now I'm going to share about the fact that that podcast episode is available. So it's like, podcast episode just dropped. It's, you know, I had the pleasure of speaking to XYZ and we spoke about this. And it was just like, no one wanted a bar of that.
Yeah. And how do you get that engagement? That's
yeah,
the key,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. So I was speaking to Katie Brinkley, who is an absolute social media expert. And she, I started working with her around like how we actually, to your point, like we get that engagement, we get that reach, but really importantly, this, she calls it a four post social media strategy. And I'll share what those four posts are as well. But the four post social media strategy is all about getting the right people, like as in your ideal audience to raise their hands, to put up their hands, to be like, I want to learn more. And there's actually a really cool, like psychological, you know, way that this works, not just psychological from a human perspective, but also it kind of feeds into the algorithm, which isn't actually the primary purpose of this, but it's a byproduct of the fact that you are generating engagement and you're actually getting in front of the right people.
Sure.
So what we do is, you know, I am a big, big believer that the anchor content, the content that we create as experts, as with coach, a consultant, a service provider, as someone who has the experiences that we want to share, we have stories that we want to share with our audience. I'm a big believer that our content, our anchor content, has to be from us. Right? Like what we're doing here now, Michael, like you are creating this content. You've gotten me or any other guests that you've had on as the expert in their space. And we're just having a really great conversation and we're
just genuine dialogue that,
exactly.
that is human and
exactly.
really expresses emotion.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know that there are other, you know, there are solutions out there that is starting to get into, okay, well, how do we have AI create this? And I mean, I have friends who actually have, you know, software products in that space. And I don't quite agree with that approach because you do like, when you think about why it is that we're creating content, it is actually, and I hope this is for everyone, it's actually to connect with another human on the other side of whether it's the earbuds or, you know, TV screen or computer screen, right? We're creating that connection. And so I am a big believer that for this content, it has to be human generated. But it doesn't mean that the content thereafter can't be AI assisted. And that's where Capshow comes in.
And I think at a high level, you know, the content needs to add value to the internet, you know.
For sure.
By just taking what's already out there and regurgitating, you know, I think that that's where we're seeing Google and the other search engines throw their hands up in the air and say, hey, how many times can we index the same content over and over again? You know, if you're not adding to the internet, you know, what is it that you're doing? And I would 100%. Agree with you. I think that is the magic of you know, what we're talking about today.
Yeah, it was really funny because when we were at another conference in January of last year, so over a year ago, that was just after ChatGPT, you know, pretty much launched and, you know, they became super, super big. And we had people coming up to be like, well, what's the difference between Capshow and ChatGPT, you know? And really what it comes down to is exactly what you said. You know, ChatGPT is great. Like, we sometimes use it more from an idea generation perspective. But, you know, that's what ChatGPT just goes out to the internet and like brings it all back and, you know, basically serves it to you on a platter. But what Capshow does is it starts with your content, like with your anchor content. So, you know, you upload your audio or video file into Capshow and then it creates content off the back of that. And one of the pieces that it creates is social media posts. And it's depending on what platform that you're on, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or even Instagram, like it actually creates different posts for you. Sure. And it actually follows the four posts, Katie Brinkley's four post social media strategy, which is, I'll just quickly rattle them up, what those four are.
It's that's helpful.
Awareness post, it's then tip post, it's community post, and it's action post. Now, let me break each of these down and tell you why this approach works. Okay. So let's say that the action that you want off the back, and we can use this episode as an example. So Michael, you know, you're going to publish this podcast episode at some point. Sure. And, you know, that the week after, you might want to promote the fact that this podcast episode went live, right? Like, you want people to listen to it. So that's the action. Okay. So this is already starting to flip the way that we think, right? Because a lot of times, like, and it's also across a four post, i.e. a week, essentially. So it's not just like, you know, podcast gets like episode drops and then we promote it. It's like, nope, podcast episode drops and then we actually get, we garner interest in order to get them to act. Okay. So
that's your awareness. Yeah,
exactly. So the awareness post really looks like, it's kind of like, how do you go out and get people to raise their hands? And a lot of times this is, depending on the platform as well, it could be different. So for example, on LinkedIn, polls are really popular, like really, really popular to get a good amount of engagement and to actually get people to do something, to act right on your post, because they're actually physically like pressing a button. You know, Facebook, what works really well are things like unpopular opinions. So just a statement, which is like generally on, you know, like those purple backgrounds. It's just like, but it's really eye catching, right? So it actually works really well. And so that's where like the psychology comes in. But the reason why that happens to play into the algorithm is that the more engagement that you get on there, the more that those platforms want to actually keep showing that post to other people.
It helps people keep, you know, keep engaged in,
exactly,
in that
and
platform.
Stay on that platform. Yeah, exactly.
And they can show more ads.
Exactly. Yep. So you can see how this is working, right? Yeah. So, an unpopular opinion works really well because, you know, when you're sometimes when you're quote unquote contrary, even if that's not necessarily what you think, people cannot help but be like, you're off your rockers you know, type thing. So yeah, that works really well. And the great thing is like the reason why it works well to get people to your ideal audience to raise their hand is because all of the content they're creating is based on a particular premise. So for example, you could take, Michael, from this episode, you could take the premise, about how to, create human and AI content ethically, like, you know, some kind of theme around that, right? And that actually plays really well into unpopular opinion, because an unpopular opinion could be, all my content needs to be generated by AI. Agree or disagree?
Right.
Question mark. Right. And people will be like, agree or disagree. No way. Human has to be involved in whatever that is.
Right. You get some controversy going there.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that with that premise, with that topic, you've already got people who are commenting care about that. Do you see what that, where this is leading?
So
like
you've generated that awareness and you have the right
people exactly actually engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that's your awareness post. This is why it works really, really well. Okay. And then the next post is then the tip. And you know, the tip post is basically like you're giving value. And again, the reason why this works is you've got people on your first post raising their hands being like, I like what you're saying, or I don't like what you're saying, Michael, and I've told you. And you know, you ever notice where whichever platform you're on, when you engage with someone's content, their content keeps showing up for you, right?
Right, right.
Because again, this is the algorithm at work. You know, Facebook or whatever platform are like, oh, Michael really likes engaging on Deidre's content. We're going to keep showing him her content. And so because you engage, or well, let's say the other way around, say I engaged on your initial awareness post, Michael, and I'm like, I disagree. The human has to be part of the content creation process.
Right, right.
Then when you drop your tip post and you go into a little bit more detail about, you know, what was actually shared on this podcast around like the value, the learning, the actual give, then then that gets surfaced back to me. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what Michael meant when, you know, he was starting this conversation about this particular right. topic. And then the third, and again, you know, there's a bit of engagement on that. And then on the third post, which is the community post. Now, this is where, like a lot of us miss, because especially when we're entrepreneurs, and I did this myself, is like, I just want to share about my business. I just want to share about what it is I have to offer. Like, it's really hard to remember that, you know, that saying people always say, you've got to be social on social media.
Right.
I never really took that to heart. Like, I think I rationally understood it, but I was like, I don't really quite understand what that means in practice. And this is what it means. So we're going to then take that premise. So, you know, human and AI generated content. And Michael, you're actually going to share a story, a personal story for you, like whether or not that was like, let's say you tried, because I know some people who've done this, they've tested a fully AI generated content machine, like from start to finish. And so if that was you and you tried that, then you can share your own story and your experiences having done that and the results maybe that came from that. And it's like, oh, and you know, it didn't do anything for me. And so I just scrapped all of that. But you see how like you're now bringing in your story and, but making it relevant to the topic that I'd kind of already opted in.
Absolutely. So everyone within the platform can understand how it impacted me.
Yeah.
You know, having done this.
Yeah, exactly. You might even share about, I don't know if you have kids, Michael, but let's say if you do, there you go. Then you might be like, yeah. And then do they have a hobby? Like do they play sport or?
You bet. Yeah.
Exactly.
They have way too many hobbies.
Right. Okay. So you could be like, you know, I now am able to take every Friday off, you know, to go and take my daughters to XYZ hobby, sport, you know, whatever it is, because
more quality family time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I now use AI in my content generation. Like, you know, so that's you again, bringing your own personal story to the platform and to your audience. So that's the community post. The community post is really about like really, you know, gathering that community around you and what it is that you do from a more of a life perspective.
Right.
And
because then, they think it'll resonate with a certain segment 100%. Of the audience. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Well, that's the thing, like on social, that's why they say be social on social media, because like we can't help, like there's a reason why reality TV shows, you know, became such a hit, is because like people can't help but be a little bit voyeuristic. Like they want to know what happens in other people's lives.
Right.
And so that's kind of what you're doing. You're kind of letting people into, you know, a little bit about you and your life. And so you do generate quite a bit, and I do for sure generate quite a bit of engagement on those posts. The great thing about those posts as well is that, you know, and this is why it's called community, is that a lot of times I'll actually tag, depending on the story that I tell, I'll tag those relevant people in. And so you've already got inbuilt engagement because, you know, I don't know about you, but whenever I'm tagged on something, like, you just can't help but like
check to see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you engage on that. So that's, yeah, so that's the community post. And then the fourth one then is the action post, which is like, hey, look, you've, not in these words, but, you know, yeah, how we think through it is like, you've been following me this week on this journey about AI and human generated content. Why don't you actually listen to the conversation I had with Deidre on this podcast episode? And we don't generally drop links depending on the platform you're on. LinkedIn doesn't really care about links being dropped, but I think we all know that, right? Facebook, you know, doesn't love that. So it's more like, if you want to listen to this podcast, comment, you know, podcast below, and, you know, and then you can actually start a conversation even in the thread, like in the comments, or you can take that to the DMs with, right, that person. And so you can kind of see why, like, how this starts to become a conversion content marketing machine that we're building here, because all the content that we're creating is actually with a goal in mind. And that's what I've become so passionate about, because with AI and with the proliferation of AI and therefore like all of this content that we can create, like the risk is that, and what we're seeing more and more on the internet, which is why the likes of Google and YouTube and stuff are starting to, you know, penalize AI generated content, is because some people, I'm not saying anyone listening to this and, sure, and certainly not you, Michael, but like some people create content for content's sake. They're just like vomiting all over the internet, you know, because, right, it's like, well, yeah, it's easy, so I'm just gonna like, yeah, here we go, yeah, like here's all this content. And I'm so passionate about, like, we have to be super intentional with the content that we're creating, not just for you as the entrepreneur, but also for your audience. Like, how are you actually giving to your audience? And so even when you see with this example of the four post social media strategy, it's like, it's so great because not only does it help you as the owner of the account, or, you know, as the entrepreneur, but it's actually creating something that your audience cares about and wants to engage with, which is really cool.
Perfect example of less is more, you know?
Yes.
Obviously, generating high quality content that's meaningful,
yeah,
and communicating, you know, in those four areas and, you know, expressing some unique opinion is so important.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what Capture Next Gen. So for, it will actually help with those four posts, those exact four posts. I mean, the community post, it more gives ideas because obviously it can't read your mind and doesn't know your memories. Right. It doesn't, you know, but it will actually prompt you to be like, hey, this is, you know, based on the topic or the premise of your episode or your video or whatever it is, like, here are some ideas of what it is that you could talk about, what you could share for this post.
And you know, I think it's so interesting, you know, at a high level, everyone wants to automate everything and be able to go to the beach and sip margaritas. But
yes,
the reality of it is, you know, it is work, and it's called work for a reason. Mm. And, you know, I think that AI is a tool, and it's just that. It's something that can help, yes, to, you know, magnify the efforts that you're putting in, but it doesn't replace, you know, the effort that's required. So
100%. Yeah. So it can definitely like fast track a lot of things, but it cannot do the work for you. I think you're exactly right in saying that, Michael, for sure.
Yeah. Now, this is very exciting to hear about the new version of the solution.
Mm, yes.
Can you maybe compare and contrast, like explain like where it was and where it's heading, and, you know, what some of the recent updates are?
Yes, for sure. So I would say that there's like probably three main buckets of like improvements that we rebuilt with Capture Next Gen.
Sure.
And I'll tell you a little bit about, like, because I'm okay with being transparent, but, you know, I don't, if anyone listening to this who maybe has worked on software before probably knows about this. I was speaking to Jay Cron. He was one of the founders of Kajabi. And when he spoke, I was like, oh my gosh, I am so glad that we weren't the only one, because he was talking about the fact that, you know, like 6 months in, his co-founder, who was the CTO, was like, Kenny, he was like, we have to completely rebuild Kajabi. Like, knowing where, you know, the industry was headed and the technology was headed, it was like they just had to rebuild it. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad, because like I thought that we were the only software product that was like silly or, you know, whatever enough to have to actually rebuild. But I think this happens all the time in this industry where, you know, we had an idea, we kind of like knocked it up really quickly together. But when you do that, you create dirty code. It's a little bit like, you know, we all go through that. And then it's
And the reality of it is everything takes longer, costs more. Yes. And, you know, sometimes rebuilding something is more challenging than starting from scratch with a blank piece of paper and just getting it done exactly the way you want to get it done.
Yes.
And it sounds like that's what you,
So anyway, we have been on the journey the last few months of rebuilding Capsho. But where the three buckets are, the first is that Next Gen is much more strategic around the content that it creates. So, for example, like that four-post social media strategy, you know, in the original version of Capsho, when we look at social media, we were just like, didn't really have a strategy. It was more like, well, we know that posts are pretty much are around something like there's a promotional post because we all want to be promoting something. There's like engagement style posts. And then there's like educational style posts, right? So that was kind of, we just kind of were a lot more general with the content that we were creating. But now you can probably tell how passionate I am about like create content with intention. That's exactly what we've moved to in Next Gen, where there is actually a strategy around the content that our AI helps entrepreneurs create. So that's one big, you know, that's one big shift. A second big shift is that it's, we call it Next Gen because it has been built with intelligence. So what that means and looks like is that at its core, it's a self-learning platform now. So before it was like, it still had an editor. It was cool because it gave you options and stuff, but you still had to like, you know, you had to do quite a bit of work, and each time you would have to like make sure that it was edited in your tone of voice and things like that. Whereas now it's like the self-learning platform. It will learn your tone of voice. It will learn the way you like to write. It will learn how you like to structure your text-based edits. Like all of that, it will actually learn and start to actually automatically apply that to content that it creates for you ongoing.
Got it.
So totally self-learning. And the third big thing is probably just like a massive uplift in the experience of using it. So everything from the editor experience, including things like, you know, we're going to be it's next off the block. It's not there like quite right now, but it's going to be very, very imminently. Our editing experience is going to be. You're basically going to have an assistant inside of your editor where you can like have, we call him Monty because that's our sloth. So Monty,
I love it. There you go.
Monty, our sloth, will help you actually like, whether it's, you know, truncate sentences or expand on things. It'll help you change perspectives really easily. You can build in negative or positive words. So it's like, hey, I never use the word unlock, for example.
Sure.
Because it's a very AI, you know, so you can actually like create your own word banks and things like that. And so, yeah, it's just going to be a much more intelligent editing experience.
Yeah. And a woman after my own heart, because user experience and ease of use and UX design is so important to me. Mm. And I think it makes the relationship between anyone and the solution, you know, much deeper and really allows it to become just that, an assistant.
Yes, for sure. So, yeah, so those are three really big things, but we have a ton of like awesome things coming down the pipe. It's super exciting.
That's amazing. Now, can you give me an example or two of someone that's using the solution and what it looks like, what their experience is from, you know, maybe a day in the life of someone using the solution?
Yes. So I want to talk about Sandy. So she's Sandy Scalata. So she's amazing. She's a podcaster, also a coach. And she went from, she was averaging about 1,000 downloads on her podcast. So her whole aim was like, I want to increase my download numbers, because she knows that if she can build her audience on a podcast, which is like her main content, you know, creation vehicle that sure. then she can actually get client, like, you know, people, you know, get to know, like, and trust her, and then they'll want to work with her, right? So she can get clients right. off the back of that. And so, so it was great because she's someone who just had focus, and she went from 1,000 downloads per month average to within 4 months of using this to get 48,000 downloads. And wow. actually really recently, I actually, on Capture account on LinkedIn, I published a article about with her case study, and she actually commented on that, and she was like, "Deidre, we're now at 125,000 downloads a month." So she's gone from 1,000 to 48,000 to now 125,000 downloads in a month using Capture.
She hit the algorithm.
Seriously, it's amazing. And so it's just people like her that we're just so, so passionate about helping, because they get it and they do the work. And by the way, Capture, the software, helps doing the work so much easier, so why wouldn't you?
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah. So that helps a lot. And what would you say has been like the most surprising use of Capture that you've seen over the years?
Yeah, I think because I always get so pleasantly surprised when people are like, "Oh, you know, I just take this thing and I do this thing with it." Like, you know, where they just change the way that, you know, it was built, but it's really cool. So, for example, Katie, so she uses Capture, and she's like, "Yeah, for, you know, a lot of like thinking about what the premise of, you know, her week's post is going to be, she'll look at the quotes, for example, that Capture generates, and she'll actually break up the quote to be like, oh, this is really great starting point for me to use this premise." And she always talks about an example where she interviewed a TikTok expert. And the interview, I mean, it was like, it was broadly around TikTok, and, you know, but there was one quote that was pulled out around how, you know, how effective TikTok can be to grow an email list. And so that's actually the thread that she pulled on to be the main premise that she, because she knows that for her audience, growing an email list is actually something that they really care about. Sure. And so just because from that one quote that Capture pulled out, she just had so many ideas and created just a bank of like content that really resonated with her audience. And so just like hearing different uses like that is really cool.
Yeah, no, and it's so important. I mean, I think at the end of the day, that action that the podcaster is looking for their mm-hmm. audience to take,
yes.
whether it's, you know, generating, you know, visits to a website, to a yeah. sponsor, you know, signing up for an email list, whatever that action is their lead. You know, it's the yeah. The actual action that they're looking to promote. So as far as like some tips for some of our listeners that may be looking to generate more leads through their content, mm-hmm. more leads through the ways that their audience is interacting with their content.
Yes.
Do you have a short list of suggestions?
Oh gosh. so many things. Okay. So if I go back to the honey trap method, what that is essentially, is kind of like, just imagine like a horizontal line, and imagine that at the very beginning of that horizontal line, it says, and so anyone who has pen and paper handy can write this down, but it says push content. Push content then goes to your content event. Your content event then goes to your pull content, and then you get your evergreen content. Okay, so if you think about this, four pieces, right, that we want to be thinking about. This is relevant to your question, Michael, so I'm giving sure. you, I promise.
No, it's funny. Several times while we're talking, I feel like I want to get my pen out to write these things down so I can hear people hitting the stop and rewind button to listen to this episode again. Go ahead.
The content, I'm going to start with the content event. So that's the second piece that I spoke about, right? The content event is really any, it can be a podcast episode that you publish. It could be a YouTube video that you publish. It could be a YouTube live. It could be a Facebook live. Essentially, it's like any event where you are creating or publishing content, and is really audio or video content, right? Sure. Now, that content needs to lead to a bridge funnel. I call it bridge funnel because generally it's going to be some kind of it's going to be either a lead magnet, so you're getting them onto your email list, i.e. you're bridging people into an offer at some point. It's going to be, say, a workshop or a masterclass or a challenge, basically something where you're bridging people from, oh, I really like what you said in this episode, to, oh, now I know what you do and what you have to offer and I'm ready to buy, right? So that's what so you want to lead people from this content. So Michael, you might be like, hey, go join Capture.
Right.
That leads to a bridge funnel. Anyway, so that's like the content event, right? Now the push content. So what I spoke about with the four post social media strategy, that's actually the part of the pull content. So that's the third piece that I spoke about. And the reason why I call it pull content is because it's pulled from your content event, right? Like it's kind of, you know, quote unquote repurposed, but it's also pulling people back to your content event. That's what you want to be doing, right? Getting people back to your content event so that they go through, then they go and opt into your bridge funnel.
Right.
Now, where people, what people don't generally think about is the push content. I know, Michael, you do this pretty well. But, you know, the push content is, how do you push people even before the thing went live to your content event? Now, sure. A lot of people think about doing this for lives because generally when it's live, you want people to show up and, you know, you want eyeballs or earbuds on the thing. But you can actually do push content on pre-recorded things as well. And I think a lot of people forget about this. And so the push content is all about the really magical thing about push content is it can do like three things, which is crazy. It can get you engagement on like social media or even on email. If you're emailing this out, it can get you emails, like leads, because you want people to register for something. And it gets you engagement as well. Actually, did I say that as the first one? What did I say? It gets you, anyway. I forgot which three. but it actually gets you engagement also with the right people, right? Sure. On social media. So how this works is I call it the samey process, right? So there's like three steps to it. So, or three posts, let's say three posts / emails. So the first one is the samey post. And that's like, hey, I'm going to have Deidre on my podcast and we're going to be talking about how to leverage social media to grow your audience, let's say. It's not really the best talk, but, you know, we'll go with that for now for this example. Who wants a cheat sheet or a guide or a social media template? Say me below. Yeah. Who here wants a guide to convert from your social media content? Say me below, right? And people are literally going, say me, like they're going me, right?
Yeah.
And so then off the back of that, you want to send them to a registration page for your content event, even if it's not alive, right? Even if it's just a podcast drop or something, you want them to register because you get to grow your email list. Like this is a great thing, right? So you're getting people they're growing their email list. They're seeing me. And then so that's the first post or email. Then the second one is, all about the benefits. Why is this important? Like, why do people want to care about this? And then the third one is a bit of a social proof, or a case study, you know, something that you can share about about what it is that you're going to be talking about at that content event. So to answer your question about I'm going all the way back around to like, how do we grow out or like get leads? It's actually at every step of the way. And this is why, you know, again, creating content with intention is so important because this is what happens. Like every step of the way, you're actually creating an opportunity for you to get leads. So even pre-event, at the event, post-event, and then even with your evergreen. So the way that I think about evergreen, which is the fourth part, you know, of the fourth component, is this is when you're now transitioning your content to have it be search-based. So discoverable. So this, I'm talking about blog posts. I'm now talking about if you are on YouTube, talking about going from curiosity based titles to statement based search titles. So that, you know, people are now able to discover it through something that they're searching.
There's so many threads to pull out there, but you know, we may have to retitle this as a masterclass. But I love it. But you know, and what's interesting when you speak about evergreen content, one of the tools we developed internally for just that, we have many times we'll have a guest on the show, and you know, you're like me, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a child in one hand, you have a cup of coffee in the other hand, you're running out the door, you have so many things going on, and the person you're listening to on the video is really interesting and you want to follow through, but it's like, you can't at the moment. They're like, click on the link below the video or comment. And you're like, I can't do that.
Yes.
So what we've actually developed internally, and we literally just launched as a SaaS solution, we're calling it Yabasoft Interactive Video. And it's literally the ability to click on the video, to click on a link right within the video to take action right at that moment.
And, super cool.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, we all, you know, let's face it, everyone is busy, life happens, things happen, and mm-hmm. you know, sometimes being able to follow through or comment is not possible at the moment. So that's yeah. really interesting.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that as a solution, because that is part of evergreen content. Because when you think about, you know, blog posts, or you know, and I'm assuming that's where you would just embed it on a video that you would have
Absolutely.
On a page.
So yeah. Any of the videos that we have at the softwareoasis.com website have clickable links right yeah. within the videos.
Awesome. So yeah, that's exactly right. And that, because when you think about that evergreen content, as long as it's searchable and therefore discoverable, that should lead to your bridge funnel. And what you're creating, Michael, is exactly that. It's like, here's the link back to my bridge funnel so that you actually get people opting in for where you ultimately want them to go, so that they get nurtured by you and, you know, they get to know what it is that you do and they want to pay you money. So
absolutely. It's so amazing. You know, I think one of the most interesting things to me is, you know, how products evolve and get developed. And mm-hmm. a lot of it is just customer feedback and listening to what your customers are saying to you and what they're telling you. And it sounds like that's a big part of how CapShow has evolved as a solution. It sounds like you've taken a lot of feedback from the community.
Oh, for sure. Yes, 100%.
So obviously you mentioned some of the recent advances in the platform and mm-hmm. that's neat. So if you were sitting in the seat of some of our listeners saying, sounds neat, but I've also seen XYZ, some other solution, are there a couple of bullet points that you feel make the solution, you know, really stand out that you'd want to highlight that some of our listeners might look at and say, yeah, okay, that's exactly why I need to pull the trigger and do this.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've spoken to like some really key ones. Like the biggest is, like, we're not for everyone. I'm just going to be upfront about that. And we designed Sure. it to not be for everyone. We really want to be serving entrepreneurs, so coaches, consultants, service providers who are creating content and actually want a result from their content marketing, which should hopefully be everyone. But I also know that some people just want to content vomit all over the internet. If that's you know, CapShow is probably not for you. If you're just like, you know what, I don't care, I just want to like really quickly, ChatGPT is cheap and it's, you know, it's whatever. And so I'm happy to just like create, you know, pretty relatively generic content. That's cool. Like, you know, if that's you, CapShow is probably not for you. But if you actually want to, you know, you've been following along with like, say, the four post social media strategy, you're like, oh, I really like what Deidre's talking about by way of like how each post is designed. I really like, because you can imagine when we have YouTube assets and blog, like everything will follow really.
Yeah. Really crafting the
yeah,
content and
exactly
and packaging it correctly, you know, to do just like that case study that you gave an example of.
Exactly.
Really just to cut out all the fluff and just get directly to results. It yes. sounds like that is the
That's the main, yeah. And what we're actually doing, so, you know, I mentioned, Michael, that you and your audience are one of the first to hear about Capture Next Gen, because literally, like, it's launching at the time of this recording in 2 weeks. And for founding members, what we're actually doing is you can join at a founding member price. It's ridiculous. It's 20% of what the price is going to be for Capture Club. So we're actually, it's going to be a membership of which the software is part of it. But we're actually also going to be creating and providing support and resources to help people succeed. So if you're like, the four-post social media strategy sounds amazing, let's say, for example, sounds amazing. The software, I think we all know that tools can only get you so far, but we're so, so invested in our community and helping them succeed to get those results, like what I shared with Sandy, that, sure. Yeah, we have this crazy founding member offer so that Michael can share.
If people click on that link that we're going to leave below the video, yes. they'll be able to take advantage of that offer?
Yes, they sure will.
I love it. No, that's fantastic. So that really locks in that special pricing for people now mm-hmm. and as they upgrade through to the new platform?
Yes. So if they get in now, we only have 100 spots available. Okay. So get in now at the founding member price, and that will go up by 180% if it's 20%. Of the price. Yeah. Is that right? I don't know.
A good amount. I'm never good with on the spot math.
Yeah, so. I know, me neither.
But any which way, no. I mean, obviously, that's a very generous offer, and we'll make that available to everybody at softwareoasis.com. But really, I think as different organizations are looking to up their game in terms of social strategy and all of that, you know, and really kind of tip the scales, reduce the bucket in terms of, you know, not spending crazy amounts of money on paid advertising, mm-hmm. but generating the conversions and the leads and the end result that they want through social strategy. It's clearly a longer term play, but I think that the results are meaningful and, mm-hmm. and really something that anyone who had a hardcore, you know, understanding of SEO understands that, you know, it pays big benefits in the long term.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, like, the thing is that even if you are going to spend money on ads, like, it would be a shame to get to, like, spend that money and get, you know, all these people, these eyeballs or, you know, whatever on your content, and then to not actually nurture them. So what this strategy does is not only does it actually get you discovered organically, but even if you did put money behind, you know, your own ads, when they are in your community or universe, you know, whether that's on email or social media, like, you want to be nurturing them in a way that is authentic as well. And that's exactly what this strategy and what Capture as a platform helps people do.
Well, I'll share with you in you know, just sharing a personal story. In my last company, which actually did quite a bit of paid advertising. You know, it was really just unbelievable. You know, once we ramped up the level of SEO and the level of organic search and content, the deeper, more meaningful relationships that we were able to establish mm-hmm. with our customers and with our followers and all of that. So it really has a lot of benefits other than, you know, let's face it, paid advertising can be like a drug.
Yes.
You know, once you get on that bandwagon, yes. it's very hard to get off. So,
yes.
you know, it's so important. And, you know, when I started on the internet, advertising was a penny a click. You know, mm-hmm. I'm dating myself, but, you know, there was no reason not to do paid advertising. But at this point, you know, it really has ramped up to the point where a lot of the paid ad platforms just are requiring ever increasing profits, you know, mm-hmm. for stockholders and shareholders and all of that. And for anyone that's sitting out there listening to this, you know that at the end of the day, you need to drive, you know, profit to your bottom line. And I think the solution does exactly that. So really, very, very helpful. Can you give our listeners an idea? Are there different, as they're, you know, looking at the platform to get started, are there different levels of you know, pricing, or is it just one package that gives full access to everything, or how does it work?
Yes. So for now, especially at the founding member, you get this. We just have the one package or the one offer. But you know, ultimately, as we continue to build Capture out, then yes, there will be, you know, probably a couple different plans.
Okay. All right. So now is the time to jump aboard.
Now is the time to get in. Exactly.
Great.
This is it.
And just one last question I'll leave you with. Mm-hmm. What was it, you know, on a personal level that, you know, in your background that really led you to start CapShop? What was it that?
I really think it was going through the struggle of, my first journey into entrepreneurship was very different because it was actually in hospitality. My husband and I opened dessert bars back in Sydney. So product based, it was like, you know, physical bricks and mortar, very, very different business. But the cool thing about that business was that being product based and being visually, it was a very visual, you know, we had to appeal people in a visual sense. And that was actually relatively easy to do on the likes of social media. Right. And then when it got into coaching, you know, 4 years ago, I realized that it was a very, very different game. In terms of trying to get discovered on through social media and on the internet, because it wasn't about creating something visually appealing. Like it was seriously, like, Michael, it was so easy back then to just we would post just this like mouth watering photo of a dessert. We probably didn't even have to say anything in the caption. Like, honestly, it was because the image itself, right? Yeah. Whereas, you know, when you're an expert-based business, which a lot of coaches, consultants, and service providers are, like, you don't have that luxury. And so because I went through that struggle of, like, how do I actually promote myself or, you know, what it is that I do in a way that is authentic to me and that actually gets results, like, that was probably, for me, the point at which I was like, oh, gosh, I haven't gotten this figured out yet. And so that led me down the, you know, the whole like nerding out on content marketing and things like that. Sure. And that led to Capture.
I love it. I love it. Well, I really appreciate your taking the time out to show us some of the secrets of what you're doing over there. I think it's really helpful and kind of helps. It's an appreciated, you know, peek behind the curtain to really understand what's going on. And I know that you're joining us on our webinar, I believe, coming up next week, right?
Oh, I am. Yes. I'm so excited about that.
every next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, join us for our next weekly webinar. And coming up tomorrow on our 3 p.m. live stream, we'll be unlocking the power of AI to transform coaching. Our next guest, Raymond Aron, is the founder of the Raymond Aron Group. And with their Brainchild Coaching Certification Program, they're pioneering AI-driven coaching solutions that are turning heads. Raymond will share how this cutting-edge technology is revolutionizing the way coaches connect with clients and drive breakthrough results. So be sure to tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And as far as giveaways and things like that, be sure to visit softwareoasis.com to sign up for our weekly software newsletter. And we're giving away a free marketing strategy template to help you attract and engage and convert customers and leads. So be sure to sign up for our template. And once again, Deirdre Chen from CapShow, thank you so much for joining us on the Software Spotlight this week.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute honor to be here.
Thank you so much.